So tonight, we capped off the octave of Christmas with the very celebration now of Mary, the Mother of God. And we come to this very title through logic, through a simple syllogism, that we know from Scripture Jesus is God. But we also know in Scripture too that Mary is the mother of Jesus. Neither one of those can be denied through Scripture. So by simple logic, knowing that Jesus is God and that Mary is the mother of Jesus, then it is only logical to say that Mary is the mother of God. Because to deny that very fact that Mary's the mother of God would be to deny either she is the mother of Jesus or that she is, or that Jesus is God. And since none of us ever deny those two facts, we cannot deny then the fact that Mary is the mother of God herself. But the thing I would like to focus on in just this brief moment is the other title that Mary, Mother of God, has. It's Theotokos. That Greek word meaning God-bearer. The one who carried God. Now the thing is we can look at that as the aspect of she carried God for 9 months with the privilege in her own womb, being joined to the Lord in that very sacred bond of mother to child. But she also carried Him in her arms. All you have to do is look over at the manger scene and know that she would have picked up that little baby in swaddling clothes and held Him close to her heart. She would have nursed Him. She would have been able to share her joys as He grew older, her sorrows, her laughter, her tears with the Lord Jesus. And in a way, she would get to bear with God all the things of life. She would be able to understand that very first reading, "The Lord let His face shine upon you." Every time she would get to look at Him. And now, my brothers and sisters, that was the very role of Mary, the Theotokos, the God-bearer. But we, as we start this 2019, I would like to give you a challenge to be a God-bearer as well, to be a Theotokos. Because each and every single one of us has that opportunity to be like Mary through the gift of the Eucharist. Because what we receive on this very altar is the same body, same blood, soul, and divinity that Mary carried in her. So that when we receive Jesus in the Eucharist, we become God-bearers. We become a Theotokos, meant to carry the Lord inside of us. But we're also able to look upon that face that looks upon us in the Eucharist. Anytime we enter into adoration, we come before the Lord and our face gets to look upon Him as He looks upon us. We get to share then in those moments our own joys, our own sorrows. We get to share our laughter and also our tears. We always have the opportunity as Catholics to carry the Lord, to bear with Him as Mary did, as a Theotokos. We do this also through the Rosary. Whenever we meditate upon a mystery of the Rosary, we are carrying Him in our very hearts, in our very souls, with Mary, seeking to be united to the Lord. And my brothers and sisters, then, in this new year of 2019, may we strive, through the help of Mary, to be God-bearers, to carry Christ in our very lives, that very light of Jesus. And Bishop Kimmy, seeing this in his own leadership, desires our whole diocese to be consecrated to Mary, to ask upon her intercession for ourselves, for our parish, and for the whole diocese at large. Which is why at the very end of the pews, There are these little sheets of paper. And I would like us just to close this very homily, consecrating ourselves with the whole diocese. You may have to share. And to be able to offer up this very prayer in love of God and seeking Mary's help as we consecrate ourselves to her, to be God-bearers, to be a Theotokos throughout this year of 2019. And so we pray. Most Holy Virgin Mary, tender mother of all, we consecrate the Catholic Diocese of Wichita, all our parishes, schools, religious institutes, chapels, hospitals, clinics, all our ministries, all our families, and each and every person to your sorrowful and immaculate heart. O Queen of the Most Holy Rosary, please accept our consecration, dearest Mother, and use us as you wish to accomplish your designs upon the world. O sorrowful and immaculate heart of Mary, Queen of the Most Holy Rosary and Queen of the world, rule over us together with the Sacred Heart of Jesus Christ, our King. Save us from the spreading flood of paganism, relativism, heresy, and apostasy. Kindle in our hearts and homes the love of purity, the practice of virtuous life, an ardent zeal for souls, a deeper love for Christ your Son in the Eucharist, and fidelity to all the teachings of the Roman Catholic Church. We come with confidence to you, O throne of grace and mother of fair love. Inflame us with the same divine fire which has inflamed your own sorrowful and immaculate heart. Make our hearts and homes your shrine, and through us make the hearts of Jesus, together with you, rule triumphant in every heart and home. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.